إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب أن يبسط له في رزقه وينسأ له في عمره فليسر رحمه صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His assistance, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness, and we send our salawat and salam and salutation on our beloved Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My believing brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us for our survival many, many sources and resources and avenues. One of them is family. Believe it or not, family. What is the meaning of family? What is the purpose of a family? Family means support. We get support. Family, they support one another. Family is your support. And this is mentioned in the Quran, reference in the Quran. Family means protection. And family means compassion and mercy. And whenever someone is going through a hard time, and they're supposed to turn to their family, and we get help from our family. Even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, most of them, as is referenced in the Quran, that they turned to family, and Allah supported them through their family. Even our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gained so much support from his uncle, who was not even a Muslim. That is what family is supposed to be. But unfortunately today, it's the opposite. Our family, and when I say family, I don't mean just the father and son, the immediate, I mean extended family. Where your parents and your siblings and your uncles and your aunts and your grandparents, that set of family. The close family and the far family, all family. But unfortunately today what we see is the opposite most of the time. We are the one who inflict the most pain and most shame on our family. Why? Because we're close, right? We don't know about a stranger like we know about our family. So it's very easy if one wants to be evil, it's very easy to get under the skin of a family member. It's very easy. We say things that offend people. We do not care what we say, what we do. And it's not supposed to be like this. Like I mentioned, as indicated in the Quran and Hadith, that family is support, supposed to be support. In a place where you can go and seek safety and protection. So, I want to highlight this today, and as a means of encouragement for myself and all of us, that how we can become that family that Allah speaks about. And how can we become that family, that loving and caring and helping and protective family, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَأَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. That fear Allah, regarding the things that you ask each other for, and regarding the arham. Since our topic today is arham, I'm going to leave the first part of the ayah. Arham is translated as relatives. Relatives. Family members. Kinship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fear me. Fear me regarding the arham. That's what it means. A little translation means fear the relatives. What it means by fear the relatives? Fear Allah regarding the relatives in terms of fulfilling the right. So you see, it's not my choice only that I can keep relation with whom I want, family members, or cut off whom I want. No. This is, and the thing that proves that this is not in your hand and it's only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hands, almost everything human being can choose for themselves. Almost everything except their family. You can choose anything but the family that you're born in. The parents that you're born from, you cannot choose them. They are chosen for you. Why? It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put you in that family and to see what you will do. Are you going to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be good and nice to and kind and compassionate towards your family, or the opposite? So let's move on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fear me when it comes to your family member, meaning that if you do not fulfill the rights of your family members, if you do not fulfill the rights of your family member, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you to task himself. That's how important it is. It is not just a choice that, listen, I don't want to deal with that person, or I don't want to speak to that person, and you can choose to isolate yourself. No. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this so much importance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Anallah wa ana rahman. That I am Allah and I am Rahman. Wa khalaqtu rahima. And I have created Rahim. Arham, Rahim. Arham is the plural, Rahim is the singular. Right? So I have created kinship. Before I explain this hadith, let's just explain one thing, that what is the linguistic meaning of Rahim, Arham. See, Rahim, as Arham is translated in Arabic, translation, it means womb, kinship. Also, but it means is used for the womb. The womb. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us by using this word arham, which translates as womb, for kinship and relative, is that the family. Allah is speaking about the family. And then the hadith continues to say that I have created kinship. And listen to this. وَشَقَقْتُ لَهَا مِنْ إِسْمِ. And I have given kinship the name Raham and Arham from my name, Allah Rahman. Now think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have given kinship and family many names. There are so many names in Arabic. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the name for kinship and relatives, Arham, which comes from the word Rahim. And Rahim comes from the word Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I give that kinship, I took that name from my name. And Ar-Rahman is not just an ordinary name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa lahu asma'ul husna. He has many beautiful names. One of the most powerful names of Allah, after Allah himself, the word Allah itself. Allah chose this word for himself. So after the word Allah is Ar-Rahman, one of the most powerful names of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have taken from my powerful name Ar-Rahman, Rahim and Arham. What does that tell you? it tells you what is the connection between the two of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that if you are that kinship supposed to be through mercy and compassion, and if you show mercy to your relatives, then Allah says He will show mercy on you. If a person is kind towards their relative, then Allah will be kind towards you. If you are merciful and compassionate towards your family member, if you're helpful and caring towards your family member, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by saying this in a hadith, that I have given this mind for my name, Allah is telling you that I will be compassionate with you. I will protect you. I will care for you. I will forgive you. And who doesn't want this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can you achieve this? By being kind and compassionate towards our family members. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be kind towards us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His kinship, relationship, is so important to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says in Hadith al-Qudsi again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ. It says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the creation. Allah created the creation, all the creation. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرَغَ مِنْهُمْ. When Allah finished created everything that's in existence, Allah created. So, and then the hadith mentioned a very strange word. He says, وَقَامَتِ الرَّحَمِ. Kinship stood up. Now, kinship is non-tangible. How can kinship and relationship stood up in front of Allah? This is from the Mutashabihat of Allah wa'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give kinship this power to stand up and to ask a question. And that is the point to the here now. Kinship says, Ya Allah, that you said that I am so important. Like I explained and I will continue to explain, that kinship and relationship with the family ties is so important. So family ties itself, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa qamatir rahim. And this kinship stood up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is my value in your sight? Listen to this. What is my value in your sight, Ya Rabbal Alameen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then answers. He says, Ama tarda. In some hadiths of different wording, Ama tarda an asila man wasalaki. Aren't you pleased that I, Rabbul Alameen, will join and connect with that person who joins and connects with his relatives? Wa aqta'a man qata'aki. And I will sever my mercy and my relationship with that person whosoever severs their relationship with their family. And think about this. And remember, this lesson is not for the Rahim itself, and it's not for Allah. And this is for you and I. This question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the kinship to ask is for you and I. So we know how important it is. We know how important this is. That it is connected directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if we are good to our family members, then Allah will be good towards us. And if we are bad to our family members, then Allah will keep us away from His rahmat and mercy. And we do not want that. No one can survive without the rahmat of Allah. No one can survive without the madad and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa has encouraged us so much when it comes to family ties. Because remember the Meccan era, in that time, Islam was new. So not all the family members used to be Muslims. Right? So how would you deal with them? There are tons of ahadith that tells you how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promote relationship with all the family, even the one who are not Muslim. And we'll talk about later to the ones who are bad to you and they do bad stuff. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives so much example and so much stress. He says, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir." In other words, if you are a true believer and you believe in Allah and His Rasul, he said, "Falyasil rahima." Then you should join the relation with your family. You should live good with your family. This is how important it is that we build this relationship. It's a process, it's hard work. We'll talk about that. And so one of the things, let's just assume that mashallah we're all living very happy and very kind with our relatives. Right? What are some of the benefits for this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ahabba an yabsuta lahu fi rizqihi." Do you want to become rich? Of course everyone wants to become rich. Do you want to live long? Of course we want to live long. There are so many programs in the world today that are studying, and so many money is pouring and hours is pouring into research about the extension of the life of insan, about the longevity of insan. How can we live longer? And there are even programs that are studying the mortality of insan. How can we live forever? It's weird programs, but they are studying these things. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, do you want to live longer? Do you want to be rich? He says, "Man ahabba an yabsuta lahu fi rizqihi." One who desires to have abundance in his sustenance, and one who desires to live longer, he says one thing, "Falyasil rahima." Then you should be good to your family member. I'll explain this in a moment. But I want to make a point here. I keep saying family members, and some people might wonder, what about the parents? I'm not hearing. I know they're family members, but isn't the parents so important? Why aren't you talking about parents first? I'll tell you a point that might surprise you. That wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, many khatib will tell you, "Wa'budu Allah wa la tushriku bi shay'in bil walidayni ihsana." And they stop there. And we explain that after the ibadat of Allah is the service towards the parents. Which is true, but that's not the complete story. Actually, the real tafsir and the real program, translation, and the real masala is that after the ibadat of Allah is the relationship with the family members. This will not contradict any ayat or any hadith what I just told you. After the ibadat of Allah is serving and being good and kind towards your family member. But because your parents is on the top of that list, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlight their rights more. Because they have more right than any other family member, your parents. That's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted more. And for many other reasons. So it's not that you worship Allah and serve your parents and that's it. No. Actually the ayah continues, but most khatib don't even complete the ayah. The ayah is, "Wa'budu Allaha wa la tushriku bi shay'in wa bil walidayni ihsana wa bidil qurba wal yatama wal masakin." And the ayah continues that worship Allah, do not associate any partner with Allah, be kind to your parents, wa bidil qurba, and be kind to your family members. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted the parents first because they have more rights on us. And then the family member. And then the close family member. And the far family member. And the neighbors. The close neighbor. And the far neighbor. The traveler. The poor. All these people. We have to be kind and good to them. So let me say it again. After the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the importance of kinship. So what is the hadith I've just recited? What is the meaning of this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He will increase your sustenance. And sometimes this is the reason why we are not visiting our family members or we're not keeping in contact, because it costs a lot in this economy. Why are you not visiting your parents? Why you're not, the ticket is expensive, or gas is expensive, or toll. Why you're not visiting your uncle or your brother or your sister, you know, family members? It's expensive, you know, gas, toll, and everything. I don't have enough money. Well, guess why you don't have enough money? Because you are not visiting them often. Allah promises that believers, we believe, if you visit them more often and fulfill their rights, then Allah will give you that riches in this world, despite what's stored in Jannah for you. Allah will extend your risk, and you see, you will see. Start visiting and live good with your family, and you will see the barakah in your sustenance. The second thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that you want to live longer, أَنْ يَنْسَأَ لَهُمْ فِي عُمْرِهِ أَوْ فِي أَثَرِهِ. You want to live longer, and then be good towards your family members, Allah will make you live longer. What is the meaning of living longer? Scholars have explained that literally it means, one explanation is that literally it means you will live longer, as it says in a hadith in Bukhari, that the person will have long life. And some Sahaba attested this. There were those who live very long. Other scholars have said that it's a metaphorical meaning. It does not literally mean that you will live longer for hundreds of years. But because what is the purpose of living long? The purpose of living long is to leave a large footprint when you passed away from this world. To leave a huge legacy. When you leave this world, people remember you for hundreds of years. That's what it means by living long. When you leave this world, but guess what? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're good towards your relative, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause so much barakah in your life, blessings. And what is the meaning of barakah? Because English does not have a literal translation. Barakah means with little you will do more. So barakah in sustenance means with little money you might not work in a six figure, but whatever little you work, Allah will make all these means fulfilled. And barakah in life means you may live 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, but Allah will take such work from you, and you will do so much khidmat for deen and dunya, that after you passed away and gone, for hundreds of years people will remember you. Like right now, there are so many people who remember when I hear with us today, who live very short life. But they have done so good work that we still remember them today. So that kind of blessing Allah will put in your life. Sometimes literally Allah makes people live longer because of serving their family and their parents. And sometimes they don't necessarily have to live longer, but Allah put such barakah in their life that their short life, they did so amazing work for dunya and deen, that when they leave this world, they'll leave such a large footprint and legacy that they are remembered for decades and decades. And centuries sometimes. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.
Amen.
So that we can be dutiful towards our relatives. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. My believing brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the means and give us opportunity throughout our lifetime. So many opportunities to get closer towards Him. And this here is an opportunity. This is literally, you are the author of your own book. How you wish to appear in front of Allah, you can do it right here in this world. Because like I've mentioned, the kinship is a responsibility. Wattaqullah. Allah says, I will ask you about this. We will have to stand in front of Rabbul Alameen one day. and will have to say. Now the question that some people might ask, and they did ask, that what about those family members, you know, who are bad to us? They did this, and they said this, and she did this, and she said this. Right? And they're doing this to me. Or they did this to me, that's why I am doing this to them. They were bad to me, and I am being bad to them. So I want to finish up with this hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered this question for us. He says, "Laysa al-wasil." He said, the person, wasil, come from the word sila, and sila means to join a relationship. "Laysa al-wasil bil mukafi." Mukafi means equal treatment to one another. He says that the person who treats the other relative kind because they treat him kind or her kind, that he is not doing a lot in terms of mending and in terms of doing well. He's doing, mashallah. So if you are doing good, let me put it in simple words, if you are doing good towards relatives who are being good towards you, alhamdulillah, mashallah, you're doing good, but you're not doing so good. Why? Because that is expected from even a stranger. If a stranger do good towards you, morally it's expected that you will do good towards them. So if a family member is doing good towards you, you are being good towards them because of that, mashallah, that is good. But that is not, you are not in perfection. So you continue to do that, alhamdulillah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَكِنَ الْوَاسِلْ إِذَا قُتِيَتْ رَحِمَهُ وَصَلَهَا. This is the answer to that question. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the true person, the true wasil, the perfect family member is that person that when the other family member قُتِيَتْ رَحِمَهُ, they cut and they sever and they break ties with you, you join with them. Let me put it in simple words. They're being bad towards you. You are, and then you be good towards them. This is the perfect example, or perfect Muslim, and a person who is doing perfection in his kingship. And why this is so? Because remember, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in life after death. We believe in Ba'ath al-Ba'd al-Yawm, that we will get up and we will resurrect one day. We believe that there will be Yawm al-Hisab, a day of accountability. We stand in front of Allah. So understand this concept. If they did bad towards you, they will have to answer for what they did against you. But if you also do a bad towards them, then you are getting double sin. Plus you have to answer to Allah. One sin you are getting for not fulfilling their rights, and the second sin you are getting for doing bad towards them. And if they're doing that, then they will have double sin. So if a family member is being bad towards you, and you say, no, I'm being bad towards them because they did this to me, then we're doing very little to keep that family kinship and the family ties fresh. So we have to realize that one day we'll be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to answer this. So whatever you do, each and every one of us will have to go in our own grave. We have to stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give our own accountability. What you do, so what you're supposed to think is, what is my responsibility towards them? What is their responsibility towards me? That's on them. If they're doing bad towards me, they will have to answer for that. But if I, in return, do bad towards them because of that, then I have to answer for that. That does not make it equal. And it's not a concept. That does not make it equal. And I will end with this, that all this is so important that we keep this relationship with our family members. But you know, in Islam, there's so much emphasis of giving to show you how important it is that even after they passed away, even after your family member passed away, your parents and your uncle and your aunt and your sibling, even after they passed away, and if you are alive, you are instructed to still do good by them. Imagine that. They're not even here with you today. Still, we are told that you can do kindness and you can still serve them even though they are not here. Actually, they are more in need of our service now. Because when they were alive, they probably can do stuff for themselves and get help and work and stuff like that. But when they passed away, you can't get anything. They only depend on our dua. So my believing brothers and sisters, make dua for your family member, alive and dead. Those who are good towards you or those who are not good towards you. If you cannot raise your hands and make dua for the family member who is not being good towards you, then you truly don't want to fix it. At least you just make dua for the person. So let us start there, make dua. And if Allah give you the financial ability, inshallah, then you help them even more. And there are so many avenues, you probably know better than me how to help out your family members. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our family ties refreshed and keep us all connected in this dunya and akhirat. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us all to die with iman and la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and live on our heart. Pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our qabr rawdatun min riyadul jannah, a garden from the garden of paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter us all into jannah bi ghayri hisab, without any reckoning. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وجل وأتم وهم أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.